A dramatic reading of America at its finest. One dark night at Al-Qaeda's secret base in Iraq, the terrorists were plotting to take over the world with blubber nuggets. They were about to finish their plan when Chuck Norris jumped in through an open window and roundhouse kicked the blubber nuggets into the fire when Dick Cheney with a rocket launcher blew a hole in the wall and was about to shoot Al-Qaeda, but he was out of ammo, so he asked the terrorists for some, but they said no because Dick Cheney stepped on their new blubber nugget making machine. Then the terrorists decided to make him fight Chuck Norris, who was kicking the remaining terrorists into the fire. But since there were no terrorists left to fight, Chuck Norris picked up Dick Cheney and threw him all the way to Africa, where he was eaten by lions. But it turned out it was only one of his clones in his clone army. So Chuck Norris tracked down the real Dick Cheney and was about to throw him to Greenland when it rained blubber nuggets that were filled with nothing, so nothing happened. Suddenly, there was a massive earthquake that was on Mars, but the earthquake caused the aliens living on Mars to evacuate and come to Earth, where they took over the world in 11 minutes but died of starvation in 12 minutes. But Bush was so stupid, he managed to lure more aliens to Earth, where they took over the world in 5 seconds but died of poison blubber nuggets which rained down and were eaten a second after the takeover. But then Bush was even dumber and managed to bring all the aliens back to life, but he revived them above the Grand Canyon, and they all fell to their second doom, which caused them to melt and flood the canyon with evil marshmallows. The evil marshmallows took over the world in 2.5 seconds and locked Bush in a cage and shipped him to Antarctica, where he was eaten by killer whales, but they actually sent one of Dick Cheney's clones in disguise, and the real Bush escaped and moved to Albania, where he was captured by terrorists who put him in a box and shipped him to the evil marshmallows base, where he was saved by a roaring fire. They melted all of the marshmallows and turned them into a giant lake that Bush drowned in, but was saved when it rained radioactive blubber nuggets that soaked up the lake, but anyone who ate them turned into a huge s'more. Then it rained blubber nuggets that were filled with plutonium and uranium, which destroyed Canada, but they missed. Then the blubber nuggets all had heart attacks and hit the Sea of Japan. But then the built-up plutonium and uranium caused a gigantic nuclear explosion that blew up every country in the world, except Canada.